Just who was the original Saint Nick? Some surprising history is next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for very little money down. To learn how to get a free list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1488. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes quickly, so listings may not always remain available in all areas. So act now. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline to learn how to get your free foreclosure list at 800-335-1488. That's 800-335-1488.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 6th, the 340th day of the year. Songwriter Ira Gershwin was born on this day, and Harry Truman dedicated the Everglades as a national park in 1947. Today is also the feast of St. Nicholas on the Roman Catholic calendar. You might be surprised to learn that the original St. Nick was far from the jolly outgoing fellow he's been made out to be. It was his shyness, in fact, that made him do his good deeds under the cover of night, dropping gold coins down a family's chimney, or secretly leaving money in stockings by the fire were his trademark style. That third century St. Nicholas would surely be amazed that his example is something we carry on today, even more so that it's by a jolly fellow in a flashy red suit. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.